squad came through looking like some villains. Big, big, big chillin'.
What's going on, everyone? You're listening to the Big Chillin' Podcast, the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. One big thing before we get started today. Whatever platform you're listening to us on, make sure you hit the follow and subscribe button. We're everywhere. We're on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Radio Public. We're on every mainstream platform there is. So hit the follow and subscribe, and I will love you forever. Willie, man.
What's up?
I'm very excited today. Obviously, everyone knows we got a very special guest today.
Yeah, all right. We do.
Now listen, I hype her up all the time, so I gotta hype her up now, all right? She graduated from Francis Marion University.
Okay.
Shout out to all the Patriots listening out there. She graduated from Francis Marion. She got her bachelor's degree in science and economics. Mm. And also, she is the owner and photographer at Angela Acosta Photography. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, the lovely Angela Acosta.
Gee, thanks, guys. This is like my first podcast, so, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. I'm a little nervous, but I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. We appreciate it. We appreciate the time.
For sure.
We appreciate it. So, Angela, the biggest question. Well, first off, this week you announced that you are moving to Charlotte. You're moving to the Queen City.
Yeah.
So what was the purpose behind that?
Well, I've been thinking about living in Charlotte since I was in high school, and I've just always felt inspired to be in a bigger city and just working with young professionals up there, and, you know, it'll definitely help with my business and also just, you know, a new beginning, like a new start, being somewhere new and growing as a person.
That's really cool, because, I mean, because you're everywhere. You know, you're everywhere around South Carolina, and you're up there in Charlotte a good bit anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just, so how did you get started in photography? Because obviously, you know, you went to FMU for science and economics. Mm-hmm. So, like, how did you fall in love with doing what you do now?
Well, I've always had a thing for photography when I was younger, so in middle school. I used an iPod when I was, like, you know, when the first iPods came out. I was feeling so cool taking pictures of flowers and, you know, grass with the raindrops, but I then just kept going with it. Got my first little digital camera, and then from there I just kept doing landscapes and flowers, just nature at first. And then when I was in high school, I got my first kind of bigger professional camera. And then I had this one couple, shout out to Fernando and Stephanie. Fernando and Stephanie, they're like my first clients. They asked me to do a couple session in Kamiya Gardens, and it was a lot of fun. Like, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I tried my best, and they liked them. But now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, snap. Like, there's been such improvements, like, over the years, and just becoming a better photographer in general, and always looking back, like, just keep yourself humble. When, like, I try and keep myself humble by, oh god, I just messed up. I try and stay humble by looking back at my older work, just to keep with improving and being a better photographer. Just, you know, don't ever feel like it's going to stop, or like,
right.
I'm messing up so much right now.
No,
The thing is, like, I know it's not the end of improving, and just I always want to keep on becoming better. Like, you know, always learning. Like, every day is a work day. Every day is just a new day for learning, and you want to, you know, just stay on top because it's really competitive out there. So I just want to be the best that I can.
For sure. And honestly, I really think you are. I mean, I've looked at some of your work on Instagram, and it's just, you do an incredible job. I mean, whenever I have my senior pictures done next year, I'm definitely going to book you for sure. I'm going to book you.
Okay, that's fine.
You do such a wonderful job. And, you know, how long have you been doing this, actually, like, your own business?
Well, I established myself as an LLC this past summer. I didn't think I was going to become a full-time photographer because I was still in school, and then COVID hit, and mm-hmm. Everything was so uncertain, and I didn't know what was gonna happen, and I it just became really busy out of nowhere. Everyone started asking me for senior pictures, and I was like, you know what, yeah, why not, because we didn't have a chance to walk, and that just became such a popular thing. And then from there, I just started traveling a lot more to Charleston. I realized that I have a lot of friends in Charleston, so that was really cool. Did a lot of sessions there, and then I photographed a couple of politicians over the summer too.
Gerald
so you
Malloy.
Know, Gerald Malloy. Yeah, that was really.
How cool was that?
It was. I was nervous. Yeah, but
So how did that happen? Right, like how did you and him like come in contact? Like,
well, I actually photographed his daughter when I was first starting out too. So that was years ago, and then her mom actually reached out to me, and she goes, hey, can we get some family photos done and also some portraits for Gerald Malloy? And I said, oh yeah, why not, sure, I got this. You know, always have confidence whenever I reply to my clients, because I feel like I can, anything's possible when you put your mind to it. And you know, I try and provide the best service that I can, and I don't ever want to let down my clients. You know, I'm very all for it. You know, I want to provide them the best that they can have. Mm-hmm. As you know, and also, oh gosh, I'm messing up again.
You're good.
No, we hear you loud and clear. I think that's really cool. Well, like I said, your the photos you take are awesome. They're incredible. Whenever you were on the way here, what were you using to let me know where you were? Like, what was the Google?
Oh, Apple Maps.
Apple Maps.
Yeah, Apple Maps.
Yeah, I've never had anyone do that.
Oh, it's super convenient, because whenever I'm traveling to a client and they send me the current location, I just go and share, because they'll know when I get there. And
yeah.
It's pretty convenient.
I thought that was cool. You're like, yeah, I'll be here around this time. And like, I took your word for it. It was just sitting there anyway. I was like, okay.
It was actually automatic. I didn't even realize that.
Really?
I said, because whenever I pulled in, I was like, wait, it sent an automatic message saying I'd be here at this time, and I'll text you when I'm late. What? That's so cool.
Because obviously when you get into the field of photography, right, like how did you know you're using the right camera? What was the, because those things are really expensive, I know for sure.
Yeah.
So what was like, how did you know you're getting the best of what you have?
Well, I was a minor in photography, visual arts at Francis Marion. And taking those classes, we learned about like different camera bodies and just the functions of them. And right now, like the top camera you could ever have as a photographer is a medium format. But you know, that's kind of like a film thing. I really love film. That's one of my other artistic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I just this is gonna be so much editing.
You're beating yourself too much, Angela. You're doing great.
Oh, okay.
But no, like, and not to interrupt you, but like the photos you post on Instagram, like little edits, like of your trips from Mexico and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like those were really like done well. But
that was actually on my phone.
Oh.
But actually right now I have a full frame camera, a mirrorless full frame, and that's like the next step up in professional photography. So that's kind of the top camera to have as a professional photographer. Super excited. I was so excited when I first got it, and I was like, oh, I should so do an unboxing video. But I was waiting on the FedEx man, and literally when I heard his truck pull up, I opened the door. I was like, hey, you know, what's up? I'm so ready for this. And he was like, oh, hey, like, what are you waiting on? I was like, it's my new camera. So I just got too excited to even do an unboxing video. But I did do something on my story, like, oh, you know, opening it up and whatnot. But the work that I have now, I feel it's a big improvement from what I was using previously, which was my DSLR camera, but it was a Nikon D7500. It still was kind of the next step up in DSLR cameras. It has some good quality stuff, you know. I was able to get some quality pictures, but I'm really happy with what I'm using now. Like, it's definitely improved. So.
That's really good. That's really cool.
So you said you traveled a lot. So besides the Carolinas, where else have you traveled to?
So I actually was in Florida when I was a sophomore in college. My cousin, he lives in Florida, and he asked me to do his senior pictures.
Okay.
And I was like, what? No way. But why not? Sure. So shout out to him. You know, thank you, Brandon Vila. his mom, she, well, that's like my cousin, but she bought my plane ticket and I always just stayed with them. And we did his photos, his senior pictures for like 3 days, and we were just going all over the place. I can't remember where we went, but one was at, I think we went to two beaches, and we went to downtown Fort Myers, and we were just, what, I think I was about 19 maybe, and we went into a club, and we took pictures with the DJ for senior, and we're like, hey, we're just doing senior pictures, you know, kids running around, like, taking senior pictures, and yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of fun.
Time.
Yeah, it was a good time, but it was also cool because my cousin, he had two other friends that followed me on my socials, and they asked me for pictures too. So I did another set of senior pictures, and then I did a set of birthday pictures. So
okay, went on a little business trip to Florida.
Yeah, it was. I guess you can say that. I was still pretty young starting out, but it was cool.
So, if you could do a photo shoot anywhere in the world, what would be your top go-tos?
Okay, so I have a list.
Let me hear.
Okay. Definitely, I really want to go to Montana, because the landscape is amazing, and I follow like these amazing photographers that are in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's called like the West Coast mm-hmm. area.
The West Coast.
Obviously. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I follow these photographers that do elopements and just senior pictures and say like couple pictures. It is amazing. I'm like, wow. Why can't we have that in South Carolina? But that's going to be one of my top, like, maybe number one place to go. And if someone ever books me in Montana, I don't know. Hey, hit me up.
We got listeners in Montana. Go ahead and book her.
Oh, man. It'd be
go ahead and fly her out.
She's worth it, I promise, okay?
Yeah. And I guess my next one would be Europe. Like, just anywhere in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Europe is nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Europe?
No.
I've never been to Europe either.
What country would you like to go to in Europe?
Maybe Greece.
Greece?
Yeah, it's just mm-hmm. very
yeah.
classy looking. I don't know, from pictures, they have the white buildings.
Yeah, they got a lot of buildings there.
Yeah,
no, it looks beautiful, especially like whenever, like, I remember when my mom was like decorating the kitchen, she put like photos of like Greece like off in the kitchen, like on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's very beautiful. I guess whenever I always think of like a photo shoot, I always think of, like Paris. You know what I mean? Like
taking
pictures.
The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be dope.
I thought that'd be a really cool photo shoot. But, so you travel to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I go just about every summer to visit my family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun time. We go for about 2 weeks, maybe just 1 week. The older I get, the more I'm like, okay, 1 week and that's it, because I'm ready to get back and work. So, yeah.
I've never been to Mexico. I really want to go, like, someday.
Oh, you should definitely go.
But how could you describe it for people that have never been?
There's a lot of culture. It's really beautiful. You kind of take a step back in time. You definitely humble yourself, too, because, like, living in America, you have so much stuff. Everything is just there, available. And when you go to Mexico, there's a lot of... I don't want to say there's a lot of poverty, but, you know, it's a little less. Yeah,
it's a
in a way, yeah. But everyone's so much easygoing, like, the work schedules are kind of just so chill. Not everyone's just, it's just a step back from such a fast-paced environment that we live in today, like,
mm-hmm.
in America, so.
Yeah.
And, Will, you've traveled to El Salvador.
Yeah, I've been to El Salvador a few times. I've been there twice, actually. I want to go again, but... because of the current situation, we kind of can't do that. But, yeah, I've been there, and it's like Angela said, it's, you know, the poverty is, compared to America, is definitely, the United States definitely has a lot more than El Salvador and Mexico and those countries like that. But El Salvador was nice. There's a bunch of beautiful places, a bunch of beautiful scenery to go see. So, but, yeah, Mexico is a good place to go to, too. I have a few people that I know there too, so yeah.
That's really cool. I'd love to travel and see both of
you. I'll take you, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
We'll go together.
That's what I'm talking about. That'd be really cool. But and Angela, I gotta brag on you, because I remember this was like months ago, and I remember I was like working at McLeod Farms, shout out to McLeod Farms, I love McLeod Farms, and you were also working at the bank.
I was. It was my internship.
Your internship.
Yeah.
And obviously at McLeod Farms, there's a lot of Hispanic workers. Not all of them speak the best English. Whenever it was like time for them to cash their checks, you made sure that every single one of them, you helped them out. You made sure they could speak to everyone. Everything was going great. And I think that was a really cool thing you did, because it's a lot of people that you had to do that with.
Oh, it was, yeah. It was pretty overwhelming. Every Friday they'd come in and there would be lines out the door. Like sometimes it would feel lines out the door, but just the whole lobby is packed. And I can speak Spanish, but it's very, my accent I have a very heavy American accent when I speak it. So I would get very nervous and I would mess up here and there, but I tried my best. Like it would, I really did try my best, and I feel for them. They really impacted me as a person. It was a very, very cool internship, being able to help all those people.
That's really cool. I wish I spoke like fluent Spanish. I remember I took like intensive Spanish at Coker, and it's funny, like I made it through, I passed with like a B, and I only remember like so much. But yeah. I feel like the best way to, if you're gonna learn how to speak a foreign language, I think the best way to learn it is to like live it. You know what I mean? To like if you like a Spanish teacher's right, I teach in high school, like they went over to Spain and they lived over there for like a year. And I feel like sometimes it's like the best way to like learn how to speak a foreign language.
Living in the country, yeah. I agree. I sometimes wish I can just live in Mexico for maybe a year and come back and say, okay, I'm ready, like I can speak it.
You'll be fluent then.
Yeah,
you'll
like
be very fluent.
Gosh.
I'm not 100% fluent. Like you, I don't know. Actually, I can't hear myself speak Spanish, but I don't know any words either, or like I don't know. I get confused and stuff a little bit.
I don't want to like put you two on the spot or anything.
Oh,
like, can y'all have like a conversation for like our
school?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Just a little one.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe another time.
Next time, I got
I'm
you.
Not
exactly.
Trying to get him, like.
I got you next time. But shout out to all the Spanish people listening, the Hispanics.
Fair enough.
You're listening, shout out to all y'all.
Fair enough. But Angela, you know, you also just graduated from college.
Adulting.
And what was your, because obviously me and Willie were still in college, we're still going through it. How did you survive college? And, you know, were there ever days where you felt like giving up?
Oh, definitely. Okay, so college, it's very intense. It really depends, like, on your time management, you know, how organized you are. Keeping yourself motivated, like, that's very important. I always kept an agenda on me. Obviously, I was a nerd. Like, a lot of people would ask me for notes after class. And, you know, that's fine. Like, hey, that's totally cool with me. But definitely just, it's very important to have time management. Like, it's so important. I can't stress that enough, because you want to do so many things, and you have to, you know, handle maybe 5 or 6 classes, and it can get really hectic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
like
as
right
long
now.
As you get your work done, yeah.
Yeah, like right now.
Yeah, like,
right
yeah.
Now I'm feeling that.
Because actually, so economics, that wasn't really my first major I wanted to, you know, study in, and I just stuck with it. Like, I didn't really want to change or anything. I was so ready to get in and get out. And it was really exhausting, because it was hard for me. I don't have the best math brain, so.
Me either.
Yeah, it was really tough. And also, like, building my business at the same time, that was pretty, yikes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. But on top of that, wanting to go do stuff with your friends, and it's, yeah. I'm struggling managing my time. Was it something else that you wanted to do?
Oh, I definitely wanted to study in photography. Like, whenever I was a senior in high school, that was what I wanted to go for. I actually got accepted to SCAD in Savannah, Georgia, and I had a little scholarship. But, you know, obviously it's an expensive school,
yeah.
And it's cool. I still have my acceptance letter for show. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. But I I've always wanted to study photography, and FME was my last, like, so last minute. It was, I'm talking about deadline, day of the deadline. I said, all right, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm.
And what made you, not interrupt you, but what made you choose FMU over, like, the other places?
Well, it was affordable. You know, it's very affordable, cheap. The size is really nice. Like, the class sizes, you can build a professional relationship with your professors. They're willing to help you and listen to you because you're not just in a big classroom with so many people that you won't know, and everyone else, you're going to know, like, your classmates by the end of your 4 years, and that's the biggest part. You know, college is also a place for networking.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you... So, I'll be fair. I think college is a scam. Do you think it's a scam?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no. Yay. Some people... college, I do value college, and I think it's very beneficial. But if you don't want to go, then don't go. You know, don't force yourself, because you're just going to be...
In debt.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's a scam. But would you say you're glad you did it and it's worth it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely worth it, and I am happy with you know, having the degree. Just to say that I have a degree, because my parents, they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want you to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I want to. I want to get my degree, and you know, I agree with the whole thing being a scam, like, especially for what I want to do. Like, I want to work in law enforcement. Okay. And whenever I, like, interview police officers or detectives who do what I want to be, they're just like, yeah, like, what you're learning, like, it's good to go ahead and get the degree, but it's not going to, like, help you in what you're going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about experience, because I also maintained, I think I had 6 different jobs in college. Like, I was always working.
What?
No.
6 jobs? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I was always working. Like, that's why I say time management is key, but...
Didn't you work at American Eagle?
I did,
I think you rung me up for jeans one time.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days. No, American Eagle was, like, my first official part-time job, but I had a lot of fun because that was my first job that helped me become a little more extroverted, because I've always been such a shy person, like... always nervous and just anxious to speak to other people, and American Eagle definitely helped me become a lot more out there. Yeah, you know, selling jeans, hey.
Selling jeans, underwear, cologne.
Oh God, you know, the good stuff.
But yeah, I can see why I help you, you know, forcing you out of your shell, talking to people, customers on a daily.
Oh yeah.
They haven't got back to me yet, because... I don't know why, but I applied there and they haven't got back to me yet. So if you're listening to this, y'all need to get back to me.
Yo, chill.
Put American Eagle on the spot.
All right.
But what was the toughest job you ever had? Like the hardest, most challenging?
Or just one you just didn't like at all?
Oh, gosh. Well... I gotta say it was the bank. Like, even though that was a really fun, it was kind of fun, but it was also my toughest, because you're constantly counting money and, like, people and money. That's just, you know, everyone has their responsibility with money, and when you have the check in your hands, and you just gotta make sure everything's right and balanced, and yeah, I don't know, that, I have to say that was my toughest one, yeah. But it definitely helped me become a more well-rounded person. Or, like, no, let me really re-say that. Okay. The bank job really helped me become a more mature person, I guess, or just it really helped me grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot more responsibility, and it was something that, you know, helps you talk to people differently, because I was in 5 different branches, too. So I was a trap... Yeah, they had me in 5 different branches. So I was working in MACV on, like, Thursdays and Fridays, because those were the busiest days, and also the Hispanic workers, you know, being the translator and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I was in Camden, which is a really chill bank. Yeah, that was chill. And then I was in Florence, the one on Pamplico near FMU.
Pamplico, yeah.
Yeah, that was also, it would be busy. It was like hit or miss, you know. Some,
holy cow.
For like 10 minutes, you're constantly just like, oh my gosh, you know, cashing everyone's checks. And then I was also in Hartsville. Hartsville has all, you know, it's a little Steady Flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where else was I? Timmonsville. Yeah, I was also in Timmonsville.
Timmonsville.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Shout out to Timmonsville.
That had you everywhere, huh?
Oh, yeah. I just all over the place. But it was cool, you know, getting to see the different people. And
that's a good experience. You know, good experience to have.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool.
Can't beat that. You can't buy experience. So I think that's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And so as far as your photography business... what's the next step?
Well, the next step is, you know, growing in Charlotte, which is going to be really challenging. I'm actually scared. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I got it. Like, I'm actually really nervous about moving to a new city and, you know, all these different people around you and a lot more competition for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like it's going to be possible. Obviously, I might start off slow again and kind of slowly build my way up, but I'm willing to do it and probably get another job while I'm there.
Yeah.
But right now, like, I still have people booked up until April. So I'm still going to be traveling, like, back and forth to South Carolina and some people in North Carolina, but I'm willing to do it because it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, I don't think I see myself doing anything else but photography for my life, like, career-wise, yeah.
And it was, you know, if it's something, I remember Dad used to tell me growing up as a kid, he was like, if it's something you enjoy doing, you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know? Yeah.
And I think that's really true. And just, like, I think you're doing well, you know. And even though you're going to be up in Charlotte, now you still have people in Hartsville that are still book you and stuff. So
yeah.
I have no doubt that you would be successful anywhere you are.
Yeah, yeah, I'll still come back. Like, I'm still gonna come back for the people I have, and I'm not gonna say, oh no, I'm in Charlotte, can't book you. No, like I'm not gonna big league nobody. Yeah, no, like I'm still gonna come back for my for everyone, like everywhere. I'm willing to do it, you know.
So Angela, for people to book you, where can they go?
I have an inquiry button on my Instagram page and also like on my Linktree. It sends directly to my booking website. It's Honeybook, but I know it's a weird name, but it's pretty easy. They just fill out their contact information and from there, that's where I reply to them and kind of go from setting it up.
And just to let people know, you do graduations, you do weddings.
Yeah. What?
She does it all.
So she does it all, basically. Yeah, she does it all. So, Angela, we really appreciate you stopping by. We're looking forward to keeping tabs, and we know wherever you do, you will be successful.
Thanks,
guys. You have any last things to say to people before you log out?
Follow your dreams. I don't know. Just do it. Don't let anyone tell you you can't, you know, be successful in what you've always wanted to do. You know, put your mind to it.
There you go. Taste of dreams.
That's it, guys.
Simple as that.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast and hope you guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
Got my drink spilling. All these haters mad now.